This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 5th of October, 2025. Now let's get started with today's news.
Hi all. Ham College is about to deliver its 5th foundation course for the year, with the 5th being full and the 6th and last course to be held at the end of November already half full. Including this weekend, we will have progressed 45 new members of our ham community into the hobby, in addition to another 6 advanced and standard licence holders from our advanced and standard course held between March and September, including a 100% pass rate yet again. In addition, we also assisted with one course run by Scouts WA. We note that over the course of the year, enrolments have steadily increased with each course to a point where we've been closing off enrolments 2 to 4 weeks prior to the course starting due to being completely subscribed. We've considered going back to monthly courses, but apart from having to manage the increased usage of the hall, also would require additional volunteer instructors. So for now, that thought is on indefinite hold, although we would welcome discussion with any club that might like to assist in that endeavour. We're nearing completion of 2 years in our new premises, generously hosted by the Wollaston Scout Group, of which we're very appreciative. This year we've instigated a number of activities to further the value of the college to the community. We've revamped the foundation course in collaboration with Scouts WA Radio Group, who brought lots of fresh ideas into the course delivery. The advanced and standard course continues to be improved under the guidance of Randall, VK6WR, with yet another version of the course manual released, which continues to be sought from hams upgrading their licences across the nation. In addition to this, the exams appear to be evolving and focusing on varying parts of the curriculum we haven't seen previously. We also continue to provide feedback to the ACMA on exam content as each new version of the exams are released. All in all, new exam delivery mechanism produced by the ACMA after the departure of AMC has worked well for us and our students. Our students upgrading from foundation on the advanced and standard course often have their new qualifications recognised by ACMA early in the day following the exam. Time from successful completion of the foundation course to getting on air has reduced from 2 to 4 weeks down to 2 to 3 days. Along with the revamping of the foundation course presentation, Ham College is in the process of purchasing and revamping our practical component equipment and processes, with 5 sets of radios, antennas, power supplies and VSWR meters to provide a more complete training process for assembling a station. Ham College is now accepting expressions of interest for next year's advanced and standard course, as well as for foundation courses from November-December this year onwards. Thanks for listening to this, and 73 is from Ham College.
G'day from WARG. Wild news for Sunday, the 5th of October. The next meeting of WARG is tomorrow night. Yes, Monday the 6th of October is the next meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group. And you can find that at the First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, which will be, where it's always been, number 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Round the roundabout, all the way down past the yacht clubs, and just before you think you are going to hit something called a T-junction, or a cul-de-sac, or something. Anyway, turn a sharp left into the car park, just around that famous, infamous shrubbery. Doors open 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Lots of time both before and after the meeting to have audio frequency conversations with your fellow amateur radio operators. We'd love to see you there. We've even been getting through the business part of the meetings quite quickly, and that's been going on for a few months now. Anyway, there will be tea, coffee, and refreshments available. It's a WARG meeting, and it's tomorrow night. Be there, or be square. Just a reminder that after this morning's broadcast, hey, if you're listening in the evening, well, you know it's next week, right? But the WAG Technical and General Net, 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings on VK6RLM 146.750 and related hub frequencies, all starred together or echo linked in, etc. VK6RRG will be net controlled by myself this morning. We'll be getting underway at 10:30 a.m. on Perth Channel 3 and the links. 73s from the West Australian Repeater Group. Some words from Weiss in Western Australia. You'll be well aware that we are in a rebuilding phase and we are getting on with some regular activities or training activations. What is a training activation? Well, generally speaking, it's just any time that Weissen members and friends get together to do amateur radio. So what are we going to be doing in October? Well, Weissen has agreed to do Jota Jotty at Midland Scout Hall. So that's October 18 and 19. We'll be getting up nice bright and early to number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, throwing up some antennas and organising the hall for a midday start, and then we'll run until midday on Sunday. At least that's the plan. We're going to have the Weissen repeater, the 2-metre repeater, in situ, and we'll do the analogue stuff. I know that the Scout repeater, RSH, will apparently be DMR, at least digital of some form. If you're interested in helping Weissen out, come along and be part of Jota Jotty at Midland Scouts, October 18 and 19. The next activation, and activation really is the appropriate word there, will be on Sunday the 26th, so the following Sunday. We're going to be on Harrison Island, and we're going to be doing a poacher activation. Come along, be part of that. I'll be back next week with exact timing details of when we'll be on the island, and I'm just saying at this moment in time, stick in your diaries for Weissen activities on the 18th, 19th, and 26th of this month. 73s from VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. RASA's QTC magazine, the October edition, was published this weekend. QTC is a fully electronic magazine available as a read and flip pages on the screen or as a PDF download. Both versions have live links that you can click on to find more information, start an email, and so forth. In this edition of QTC, RASA briefly responds to the criticism of RASA and WA Amateur Radio News in an article in the WIA's Amateur Radio magazine concerning the 5 MHz band amateur allocation, or rather the lack of it, in Australia. Read for yourself. The ministerial letter published by Mr. Kendall 100% confirmed the claims made by RASA. There's an item about the new LCD with no significant changes to amateur license conditions. In fact, only one out of the many recommendations made by several amateurs in the consultation were adopted. I announced a couple of weeks ago that I'm conducting an evaluation of Free DV version 2. I wanted to publish that review this month, however. A few things delayed the commencement, mostly relating to me, a family bereavement, and delays in successfully setting up my own shack. So we'll publish in November. Meanwhile, this creates an opportunity for more participants. Forget the Donald Duck sounds of years ago. This new system works, and it works well. I'd really like a few more VK6s to join in. Read the article and click on the link to express your interest. There's a nice article on the first call books and how they evolved into a CD, then online to become QRZ.com, and others followed suit. It's an interesting history. There's lots more, however. I'd like to remind clubs about the Welcome to Amateur Radio brochure. Don't forget to order some in. And while I'm addressing clubs, RASA has decided to use the back page of the Foundation Level Study Guide for listings of clubs who provide courses and exams. We'll only list your club at your request, so please read the article in QTC and follow the simple instructions to provide the details for publishing. You can find QTC Magazine at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Do that again, vkradioamateurs.org. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's October Bulletin to go to air. As well as all the latest club news, this month we have two articles. Firstly, Ian, VK3JS, discusses some thoughts on the highly regarded, but now defunct, 73 magazine. Secondly, I'll be reading an article about some of the earliest radio experiments in Western Australia. In addition, there will be details on the upcoming Perth RAOTC luncheon on Tuesday, October the 14th. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will broadcast the bulletin at 8 a.m. local time on 80 metres on 3620 kHz and again at 10 a.m. on 40 metres on 7088 kHz. Also at 10 a.m. we have the bulletin transmitted on 2 metres, 6 metres and 70 centimetres via the linked NewsWest repeater system. At midday local time, Mike, VK6MA, has a 10-metre transmission on 28.450 MHz. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Full details of all transmissions, times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. The website has recently been completely revised and is much more informative than previously. I would recommend that everyone, and in particular RAOTC members, take a few minutes to acquaint themselves with all that the new website offers, including full details of the many ways of hearing the monthly bulletin and reading the latest club news. So once again, tune in tomorrow for the October RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Hi, my name's Steve, VK6SJ, and this is a new episode of Did You Know? It's been a while since I did one of these, as I've been building my new online ham shop over the past 12 months, which has sucked a lot of my spare time, as well as finishing my work on a large railway line upgrade. Okay, so today I want to talk about the great work being carried out by the Wireless Institute of Australia, commonly known as the WIA. The WIA is our premier representative body and has been for over 100 years now. We represent the hobby in discussions with our national regulator, the ACMA. We participate in the Australian delegation to all world radio conferences to ensure that the amateur radio remains in the dialogue at these important events. And we represent Australia within the International Amateur Radio Union, or IARU, which is in itself represented at World Radio Conferences. Looking at the committee webpage, there are 126 positions filled and 5 or 6 vacant positions across 36 committees and subcommittees. There's a lot happening within the Institute that underpins the organisation of our hobby. The majority of these affect and benefit all amateurs, not just members of the Institute. Services provided by the WIA include a QSL card bureau, bi-monthly hard and soft copy magazines, in itself providing contributions from hundreds of hams each year, continuous work on band plans, including liaising with other national bodies to retain conformity with neighbouring and global practices, provision of repeater and beacon frequency allocations using our own in-house licensed allocators, representation of the hobby to government, including neighbouring governments, for issues such as interference in our globally recognised amateur bands, running what I think is probably the best run and most efficient DX Awards program in the world. Production of the weekly national broadcast across HF, VHF and UHF, as well as via the internet. Coordination and running of many of our most popular local radio contests, including the Remembrance Day contest, John Moyle Field Day, amongst many others. Gathering of history from the hobby, including a national QSL card repository. Participation in world radio conferences, including in filling positions in the Australian delegation managed by the ACMA. I note that this includes occasional participation in non-amateur radio-related issues. A measure of the respect given by the ACMA for the Institute and its representatives and the value of amateur radio in general. In addition, our representatives have filled well-respected professional positions in other radio industry associations or actually within the ACMA or their predecessor departments. Production of training material and management of an online bookshop selling lots of amateur radio publications. Manning of a business hours office to serve the Institute and the amateur radio community nationally. And a yearly AGM that's normally tied into a national event open to all. Check out the 2026 event in Wodonga. It's going to be a doozy. The magazine is produced on a bi-monthly basis and continues to be popular with members and the public alike. It can be purchased from many newsagents and is provided free to members of the WIA. In fact, if you look at the cost of the magazine at $14.50 per issue from a newsagent, times that by 6, you end up with $87 annually, which is just $8 short of the full annual WIA membership. The vast majority of the expenses of running the Institute is funded by the membership. Does so, not only do you get a magazine that isn't far short of the cost of membership, you're also contributing to the hobby in literally hundreds of ways. In my role within the hobby, including with clubs as a vendor and with my involvement within the WIA, I get to talk to lots of other club presidents. When doing so, I've often asked roughly what percentage of members of their clubs are also members of the WIA. In almost all cases, that figure's around 50%. To me, this is the best gauge, as just counting licenses versus WIA membership doesn't account for those with more than one license call sign and also counts for those who are not active. 50% participation of the active amateur population isn't bad. Just imagine what it could be like if we were closer to 100% though. More people to spread the committee load amongst, more funding to promote the hobby, quicker delivery of services. It could fund us going back to monthly magazines instead of bi-monthly, and the list goes on. Unfortunately, like most things in life, you only hear the bad things about organisations. I could probably count a half a dozen or so more recent articles, etc., that criticise elements of the WIA's great work. Some deserved, some not so. Not everyone will like everything that the Institute does, but the best way to address the criticism or issues is to get in and help change things. This article is to balance that criticism with the many more great things done by this premier body of hams. If this article convinces even one of you to become a new or returning member of the Institute, my work today is done. Thanks for listening. This post will be on my blog page at comtechradio.com.au in the next week. I'm Steve VK6SJ, and thanks for listening.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The pursuit of amateur radio is a glorious thing. On the face of it, you're forgiven if you think of it as a purely technical endeavour. Far be it from me to dissuade you from that notion, but permit me to expand into other areas that rarely get a mention when we discuss this amazing hobby. It's the place where you go to communicate with other people who live a different life, doing the things that they enjoy. It's also the place for finding an excuse to go outside and set up your station on the side of a mountain, or a park, a museum, or a lighthouse. Then there's the joy of finding new friends who introduce you to other aspects of life. Supercomputing, the medical field, tow truck driving, radio astronomy, and electronics, to name a few. While I was the first person in my school to save up their summer job earnings to buy their own computer, a Commodore VIC-20, I never did come across this. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a gru. Is a phrase that might mean something to you, or not. To set the stage, it's the 1960s. You're a science fiction author and you need a ravenous predator. With origins in Danish and Norwegian, gru, from gruesome, seemed to fit the bill for Jack Vance while he was writing his Dying Earth series. Mind you, Robert Louis Stevenson used it in 1916 in a short story called The Waif Woman, writing, "And a gru took hold upon her flesh," which is more gruesome than predator. Flash forward to 1977. You're writing an adventure game for a PDP-10 mainframe computer, whilst, let's call it, studying at MIT, and you need a way to stop people wandering off the map. And so the text adventure game Zork got its famous phrase. I'm mentioning this because I've wondered if anyone had used their love for Zork as an excuse to set up a server on HF Radio that you could play with. I'll confess that I spent way too many hours looking at this, and it appears that you can use the software Direwolf as a way to get packet radio to work across amateur radio without needing anything more than a radio and a computer with a sound card. There's even an article by Rick Osgood titled, "How to Set Up a Raspberry Pi Packet Radio Node with Zork," although I will mention that it relies on hardware to connect to a radio rather than use Direwolf. There's a few moving parts, but it looks like this is totally doable. There's already Docker containers for both Zork and Direwolf, even a container called Packet Zork, and a multi-user version called MultiZork. So how hard can it be? I jest. As an aside, because I'm a geek and I can, there's a common misconception that a Docker container is equivalent to a virtual machine. For lots of reasons, that's not true. A better way to think of it is as a security wrapper around an untrusted application. Speaking of untrusted, while we're all essentially bipedal life forms with a similar set of attributes on a daily basis, we seem to discover more and more reasons to find fault or demonize differences. Contrast this within the global community of radio amateurs, where we have this weird activity that we all seem to share. I think that the most underreported, perhaps even undervalued aspect of our hobby is that it's an excuse to talk to someone else. It's like a force of attraction, the glue, the one starting point that you know another amateur has in common with you. So next time you venture outside, either in real life or virtually, consider at least for a moment that there are other radio amateurs among us, also having fun. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Good morning, amateurs and shortwave listeners, or and those listening on TikTok/YouTube. Unfortunately, Roy's not available this week as he had a fall and is in hospital. So here is a repeat of last week's helpline. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Roy VK, 6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 28th of September 2025. Just about another month gone, and nothing new this week. Just repeats from last week. If anyone's looking for a Yaesu transceiver, such as a FT101 or a 201, or looking for a receiver, a Drake receiver, a Romeo 4 Charlie, they're all available. If you want them, call Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie. His email address, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie. At outlook.com. He can help you with those items. He's had them for a while now. He may be able to help you out with something there. And the next item from Wayne. He's had a Yaesu Fox Tango 990, complete with microphone, original box and manual, excellent condition. $500. Contact Wayne, VK6 Fox Tango, Oblique Lima Hotel, on his mobile 0423-185-032. Again, that's 0423-185-032. Clive has, from a deceased estate, two TV sets, a larger 42-inch Sharp ACOS wall-mounting unit and a Hisense 23-inch unit, both free to a good home. Clive's email address is charliesierrawhiskeyalphalimalimaindiasierra@hotmail.com. Again, VK6 charliesierrawhiskey@hotmail.com. And if you have any items for next week, please get them in early so I know they're there and I can do something with them. And the address is VK6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. VK6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Thank you once again, 7-3 from me.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.